Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I'll start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for another day, for a fresh week, for another start, Father God. With every heartbeat, Father God, with every breath in our lungs, Father God, we get to have a fresh start with you. We get a chance to repent. We get a chance to draw closer to you. We get a chance to be one with you. We get a chance to make sure we are truly right with you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for not just the holiday of what people consider Thanksgiving, but Lord God, I want to honor you in giving thanks. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are God. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are the head of my life. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are my way maker. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are my miracle worker. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are the supplier of all of my needs. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are my healer. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are my deliverer. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are my confidant. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are my joy. Lord God, I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are my peace in the midst of chaos. I want to honor you in giving thanks because you are my shelter in the time of storm. I want to honor you in giving thanks, Father God, because you are the one that I can always turn to no matter the situation, no matter if I have fallen, no matter if I have slipped, no matter if I have tripped, no matter what I'm going through, Lord God, I can always come to you and I can be real with you, Lord God. I can be real with you in a way that I can't be real with anyone else, Lord God. So I want to honor you, Lord God, for just being who you are in my life. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I want to honor you, Lord God, because you are faithful. I want to honor you, Father God, because you are steadfast. I want to honor you, Father God, because you are able, Father God. I want to honor you, Father God, because you keep your word, Father God. I want to honor you and giving thanks, Father God, because you are the one. If you have said it in your word, Father God, we can take it to the bank and cash it, because that's how we know, Father God, that you are going to do what you say you're going to do. If you spoke it, Lord God, we want to honor you and give it thanks, knowing that it's going to come to pass. Lord God, I want to honor you and give it thanks for allowing me to still be here in spite of, despite all of my challenges, despite all of my health issues. Lord God, I want to honor you and give it thanks because my mother is still here. Despite all that she is going through, Father God, she's still here. I want to honor you and give it thanks because my auntie is still here, Father God. Despite all that she has gone through, she's still here, Father God. I want to honor you and give it thanks because my one and only uncle is still here. I want to honor you in giving thanks, Father God, because I have loved ones, Lord God. I want to honor you in giving thanks because I have a daughter, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I want to honor you in giving thanks, Father God, because I have a pastor, Father God, who knows how to rightly divide the word of truth. I want to honor you and give him thanks because I have a church family who loves me, Father God. I want to honor you and give it thanks because I have supporters online, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I want to honor you and give it thanks, Lord God, because I have friends, Lord God. I don't have many of them, Father God. I could count them on one hand, Father God, but I want to honor you and give me thanks for those relationships, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I want to honor you and giving thanks for your grace. I want to honor you and giving thanks for your mercy. I want to honor you, Lord God, and giving thanks for your long suffering, Father God. I want to honor you and giving thanks for answering prayers, Father God, and for some of the prayers that I prayed and that you did not answer, Father God. I didn't understand it at the time, but I do now, and I want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I want to honor you and give it thanks for giving me what I needed, not always what I wanted, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just want to honor you, Lord God, on today. I want to honor you, Lord God. I want to honor you because you are Yeshua. I want to honor you because you are Yahweh. I want to honor you because you are El Shaddai. I want to honor you because you are Elohim. I want to honor you because you are Jehovah. Lord God, I just want to honor you, Father God, because of who you are, Lord God. I want to honor you, Lord God, and give thanks for the many blessings, Father God, both big and small, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the unexpected blessings, my God, that you have sent my way time and time again. I want to honor you and give thanks, Father God, that I have not fallen apart, Father God, even when days when I thought I was going to fall apart, even when days when I wanted to just throw in the towel. I didn't want to just throw the towel in. I wanted to set it ablaze. But I want to honor you and give it thanks because you didn't allow me to go that route. I want to honor you and give it thanks because I'm still in my right state of mind. Even when there was times when I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. But Lord God, I want to honor you and give it thanks for sustaining me, Father God, for sustaining me mentally, for sustaining me emotionally, for sustaining me physically, for sustaining me spiritually, for sustaining me financially, Father God. For you do, Father God, what I can't do, Lord God. You make up, Father God, for what I lack, Father God. So I just want to honor you, Lord God, and give it thanks, Lord God, because you are good, Lord God. You are awesome, Lord God. You are merciful, Lord God. I want to honor you, Lord God, and give it thanks, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for there's nobody like you, oh God. There's nobody like you, Lord God. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are just. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are holy. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are almighty. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are compassionate. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are understanding. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are eternal. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are light in darkness. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are trustworthy. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are gracious. I want to honor you and give it thanks because you're omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And I want to honor you and give it thanks because you are a forgiving God. I want to honor you and give it thanks, God, because you are a God of love. And Lord God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God. I want to say thank you, Father God, not just for this season of honoring you and giving thanks, but I want to honor you in every situation. I want to honor you in
every circumstance. I want to honor you regardless of the season that I am in. I want to always have an honor of giving thanks on my lips to show my appreciation unto you. Regardless whether I'm going through a storm of life, regardless of whether I'm going through the fire, whether I'm going through trials or tests, allow me to continually honor you by giving thanks. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen and amen. You can find this Shawnee's Prayer Podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. And you can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. God bless you and God bless you.